This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are here to discuss Season 2, Episode 1 of Good Trouble. Will Jamal Thompson get the justice that he deserves? And will Callie end up in jail? We are talking all of that and more, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Again, welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. Good to be seen, good to be heard. We are here discussing Good Trouble. We are back and better than ever. We're so excited, you guys. We're going to be recapping the episode, of course, playing a fun game of Have You Been Good or Trouble. We have a news and gossip section and, of course, predictions. But the most exciting part of tonight's episode is we have a very, very special guest who plays Joey on Good Trouble. Please welcome the Tony Award winner, Miss Daisy Egan. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We are so excited to have you here. We have all these questions for you.
I'm ready.
We just want to dive into your character and, like, see what's going on.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And for everyone watching at home, where can they find you on social media?
Daisy Egan on Instagram, Daisy Egan on Twitter. Facebook, I don't know.
I'm
trying to get back onto Twitter. It's like such a political dumpster fire that I am scared of it now. Every time I open it, I'm like, the world is on fire. But I'm trying to get back on. So mostly Instagram right now.
All right. Yeah. And as you can tell, we have a new addition to the panel.
Hi.
Please introduce yourself and tell us what's up.
Yes, my name's Lauren. Lauren the Truth, because I like to keep it real.
Okay.
So I'm just so happy to be a part of this team. I love Good Trouble, so I'm ready to dive in too.
Yes. Well, welcome to the panel.
Thank you.
And of course, we're joined by the unapologetic Shay Jones.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to be back because it's real and it's true, and I'm about to go in for this Jamal Thompson case.
Yes, we're talking all that and more, so stay tuned for the entire interview. I'm Dakota T. Jones, and let's get it popping. So, let's start with Alice and Joey's storyline, because that's one that's finally coming to surface. There's been a lot of problems that have arose. Are they going to be together? Are they not? Back and forth.
Right.
And it seems like we're moving in a positive direction.
I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. But Alice, she told her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then her parents seem kind of supportive, but then, like, just don't tell the family.
Yeah, they're like, be gay, but not too gay.
Do you feel like that's the standard for a lot of people who are wanting to come out?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. And I think also for, like, first-generation people and people from, like, more traditional...
Cultures.
It's hard for me because I'm from Brooklyn and I grew up, like, in musical theater, so everything was, like, gay all the time. So, like, me coming out, everyone was like, we know. But yeah, I think sometimes, unfortunately, like, we take what we can get, you know, in terms of acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, for now, Alice's parents are just sort of doing the best they can. But, you know, I think they'll get there.
I think they will.
Yeah.
Just from showing that they love her so much, but they're nervous because of what everyone else is going to think. And, you know, when Alice was doing her stand-up bit where she was like,
so
I can't bring shame to my great uncle so-and-so.
Yeah. Oh, her cousin, like, oh, her fourth cousin, Alice. Alfred.
Yeah.
Alfred or something. Yeah.
But that's so true. I feel like that's why a lot of people don't come out, is because they're afraid that their family, even extended family that they never see anymore, is going to somehow... It's gonna
judge
bring,
them,
yeah.
affect
yeah, or
them.
Like bring shame to the family name or
yeah.
something, which is really unfortunate.
It really is.
But Alice goes above and Beyonce to make the I'm gay video. She's like, I'm gay, running around the streets telling people. And she made the video for Joey, which is
so sweet.
It really was.
It was sweet. The cutest thing I think I've ever seen somebody do for somebody else. And then also to have like this older lady just like, Joey, she's a good thing. Yeah. Don't like lose her. And everybody else, some people were just scared.
Apparently the Chinese woman that she accosted wasn't hired. Like, she wasn't a part of the show.
Oh, she was a real pedestrian.
Wow, that's weird. And they had to go like chase her down to get her to like sign a thing. But,
I
yeah.
love that.
Yeah.
I've been on Venice Beach, like, before, where they, like, are shooting something, and I happen to walk by, and they're like, hey, we're actually shooting a Coca-Cola commercial, so we need your name and likeness if you happen to be in the background, and I'm just like, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Send me my paycheck.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
Run me my check, please.
No, but when you got that video, the look on your face, what was your character's feeling?
I think that Joey was cautiously optimistic, you know? I think... Unfortunately, the trope of, like, the first lesbian relationship, not that Joey's really lesbian, because Joey's non-binary, but, you know, it's that, it is true, sort of that stereotype of, like, we break up, we get back together, we break up, we get back together. Like, me and my first girlfriend, we broke up, like, 8 times in 3 months.
Oh, my goodness.
And everyone's like, good job, you did the right first lesbian relationship. So, yeah, I think Joey's, like... Joey says, like, I, how could I resist? It's so adorable. And I think that's true. I think that, but they don't want to get hurt.
Right.
And I think it's also really fair for someone who is out to have an issue with a partner not being out to their family. I think that's a valid thing.
Yeah.
You know, because it might be triggering for you. And you might not feel safe. So I think it's perfectly valid for Joey to be a little cautious, given their history. But I think Joey, she can't resist. Alice is so cute.
Third time's the charm. We gotta figure it out.
Like, some guys can definitely take some notes from Alice. So if you guys are watching, anyone needs to grovel to your woman, your man.
Just make an I'm gay video.
Yeah, that'll work. She'll be like,
not even like an I'm gay video. Even maybe like a favorite, like reenact some of her favorite movies or something something she truly loves.
It is a very big romantic gesture.
It was.
Yes.
Yeah. Although I have made a video for someone before and it never got a response. But anyway.
Oh. Shame on you.
I know. So you did speak on how Joey is non-binary.
Yeah.
So your character is finally saying, I want to be known as they and them. So that is something that Alice doesn't quite know how to grasp quite yet. Because she's just now, like, she's like, what is a lesbian? Okay, I'm a lesbian.
Right.
So now she's, like, dealing with this as well. Do you think... that it's going to be really hard for her to remember to call Joey by the right pronouns.
Yeah, I think it's going to take Alice a few minutes. But I think that's fair. It's something that is new for a lot of people. And I still have trouble with it, referring to Joey. It's funny because I've been queer since I was 12, but I like came out as like really gay like 2 years ago, and then very shortly after I broke up with the woman, after nine times of breaking up, when we finally made it stick, shortly thereafter I started dating somebody who is non-binary, and yeah, it's an interesting experience to just sort of readjust. And now I've readjusted so much that a lot of times I refer to male and female people as they, them, just because it's gotten like easier. I don't know.
It is. I think it can be easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially people that you don't know what their pronouns are. I think it's just a safe way to go until you're corrected.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it'll take Alice a minute. You know, she deserves a little breathing room.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I want to shout out somebody in the chat because they said, I'm legit crying from Joey coming out. I've never seen someone like me who uses they, them pronouns on TV. I feel so seen. That is Lydia KW.
Oh, I'm so glad. That makes me so happy.
Lids, yes.
We love you.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple other non-binary characters on TV right now, or at least there was on Kimmy Schmidt, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. And then on network television, I believe, there's someone on Billions who's non-binary, but I think this is the first time someone's actually come out like actively on network television, and I'm like, I can't, I'm like, I have goosebumps that I get to be that.
Yeah.
And it also comes in the midst of my own sort of questioning of how do I identify and what does it mean to be female or not male or both or neither. And yeah, I think there are a lot of people out there who are struggling with their own gender identity, and representation matters. It just, yeah. It matters.
So with your own personal experience, can you relate closely to Alice's character?
Yeah, I can. I feel like I really can. I mean, aside from, you know, my family was more accepting than Alice's family. But yeah, just being like, okay, well, what does this mean? And how do I, and I don't want to mess up. I don't want to say the wrong thing. And then there's the whole thing of like introducing that person to your friends and family. And are they going to handle it properly? And even if they are like enlightened or whatever people, are they going to ask the wrong things? Like, what's your dead name? Or like, what, show me a picture of you before? Like, just the crappy questions that people ask, you know, and you feel like responsible. Not that you are, but mm-hmm. but you do. So yeah, I can definitely relate to Alice.
Nice.
But it's so funny too with like not there not being gender pronouns in Mandarin. It's really, how do you deal with that?
I know.
So
yeah.
No, when she said that, I was like, interesting.
I know.
That's kind of helpful though.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I guess it's ancient, but it seems so forward.
Yeah. I'm wondering though if Joey will be patient with Alice. Because I know that, you know what I'm saying? Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Yeah,
I'm wondering
yeah.
how Joey will react if Alice does slip up. Because mm-hmm. it does happen when you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm just wondering how Joey will react.
I think it's interesting because you both are learning in mm-hmm. a way. Alice is learning how to be gay, but be herself. Like, mm-hmm. be out and be gay and to accept herself. And then you're trying to get Alex to also learn to be okay with now you want to be
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
So everybody's at a learning curve, I feel yeah. like, and especially like this first episode, everybody's in a learning curve.
But they're all learning together.
Yeah, sure. I think Joey is sort of serving to help Alice along with her own identity, and, you know, Joey is sort of a mirror for Alice to reflect off of, in a way. And yeah, I think we're all learning. And I think that's also such a great point. Like, we are all in the middle of this right now, and we're all trying to learn it. And like, in 20 years, like, our kids are going to be like, why was this such a bit, why did you have such a hard time with it? I don't understand. And mm-hmm. we're going to be like, oh, you have no idea.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Freeform actually does like a really good job helping people with those situations, whether it's color, being gay, or, you know, I've noticed like a lot of their shows, they actually talk about those subjects mm-hmm. and they always have somebody who kind of helps the audience and the viewers understand a
yeah.
little bit.
Yeah.
And also the creators of Good Trouble, like, this is not a fake agenda of theirs. This isn't them being like, oh, let's pander to the kids. All these issues come from their heart. And I mean, there have been times where I've been on set and I've been like, oh, film me from my good side. And like, without missing a beat, they'll be like, that's not a thing. Like, all of your sides are beautiful. And like, they're so quick to be like, I'll be like, oh, I feel fat. And they'll be like, nope, you're gorgeous. Well, thank you. But you know what I mean? Like, it's all so genuine, and they all really mean to show inclusion in a very meaningful way.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like the show is so genuine with that. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Another storyline I did want to touch on was Dennis, and I'm so happy that he's okay and that he has Davia. And I think that relationship, of course, me just looking at the two of them, I'm like, please be together.
I know.
But I realized that he has to work through a lot of things on his own. Obviously, she has to work through the things that she's got going on with Jeff.
And her lies.
Yeah. Okay. But I think that in the end, and I'm glad that they're not rushing this right away, but I feel like that they could be really great for each other. And so I'd like to see that progress. But at the same time, I'm glad that they're not
rushing
into anything.
Yeah, it's nice to see, like, a friendship actually happen first
yes.
before
the relationship.
Before the relationship.
Yeah, I feel like that's coming too. I just feel it. The way he looks at her, he's like, are things done with Jeff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then why she says yes. So I feel like a part of her wants it too, but they both kind of know right now they do need to focus on bettering themselves.
Yeah.
But whenever she's laying on the bed touching his knee, I'm like, oh, I can't handle it.
What I love about Didis and Davia, I feel like they both need to forgive themselves.
Yeah.
And, like, that's, like, I think his biggest thing besides is, like, the guilt he feels. Like, the only way to get over your guilt is to forgive yourself for the way you were and mm-hmm. learn how to be the person you are now.
Mm-hmm.
If in... Hopefully that makes you a better person and a better man. So if you do get into a relationship and you do have another kid, you can now take your knowledge from the first child that taught you your lesson that you needed to be taught in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so painful for me to watch as a parent. Like, and I have a kid that's like that age.
Really?
Yeah. He's 6. And aww. I just, that scene when we saw it the first time, I was a mess. Like, people were like, Pat, like, are you okay? Are you going to be okay? Yeah. Ugh, it's
yeah.
so hard.
And it was our kind of first look into the father-son mm-hmm. relationship yeah. and why, you know, his ex-wife hates him oh. so much and why she called him, you know, such a bad father. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
That was kind of harsh. Yeah.
I mean, let's also talk about that. He had the whole message from Camellia on the thing, too. So you're doing work while you got your side piece.
Oh, I thought that yeah. was like a work thing.
Oh,
I don't think it was.
What time of a night is this going on?
That's fair. But I thought it said, like, we're waiting on you. And I was expecting that. Okay. I thought that was like a... I don't know. I'm so naive. I'm like, he's got a team that's yeah, waiting.
Right. Oh, he got a team.
Oh. Dang.
Okay.
I mean, I hope not. Look, I love Didis. Also, but I feel like
we all
have mistakes yeah, that we've yeah. made.
Absolutely.
We all have our regrets that we have done mm-hmm. in our lives, and hopefully we can learn from our regrets and move forward and become a better person on the other side after we forgive ourselves. Seriously, that is like the biggest just message. Forgive yourself
mm-hmm.
for your guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the only way you're going to truly heal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
I love that. And I think he's in the process of healing. We see a little sneak peek of next week, and he looks like he's in a dark place again. It's not an overnight fix. You know, it's something you struggle with.
Yeah.
But I'm just hoping that Davia will continue to be by his side, because yep. it seems like she will be able to help talk him down from doing anything irrational.
Okay, but I also thought that...
Cut Jeff.
Well, yeah.
I'm still not... I yeah. just really want to slap her. I love Emma and I love Davia, but girl, I really need you to stop this. Yeah,
Jeff is a no-go. And she's realizing that slowly.
I think
surely.
So.
Yeah.
But also the thing with that suicide storyline that I thought was so important was, I mean, first of all, just that they show it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's dealt with that much. And then when she said, what made you all of a sudden want to do that? I had the same thought that he says, which is it wasn't all of a sudden. It's never all of a sudden. Like, it's a thing that lives in your mind mm-hmm. and it grows and grows and grows. And I just think the way that they're dealing with that is so good and sensitive and gentle and right.
And just true.
Yeah, and to hopefully help, like, take the shame away from, like, for people to reach out and be like, I'm having these thoughts, I feel this way, I need help. Because it's horrible to admit that, you know?
Yeah, it's never easy to admit that you need help. But right. it is so incredible whenever you make that first step of telling someone, that's when the healing can begin, no yeah, matter yes. what it is. So that's very important.
And if yeah. anyone feels like they can't talk to anyone they know, there is a suicide prevention hotline. My roommate actually volunteers for them.
Really?
So, yeah, please reach out, because mm-hmm. there's thousands of people waiting to listen and be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, your life matters.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, your life truly does matter. Just please talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm. And you'll also find most of the time, if you reach out to someone... You know, like, a lot of times my sister will reach out to me and she'll be like, I felt this way when this thing happened to me. I'm so crazy. And I'm like, no, that's a normal feeling. I think a lot of times if we're just dealing with it on our own without reaching out to somebody else, we think that we're not normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think talking to other people and having them be like, oh, yeah, I've absolutely felt mm-hmm. that way. Like, just the normalizing of it, I think, can help, like, dissipate a lot of that tension.
Yeah.
Yeah. We internalize things too much. And when you start thinking about it, you like make yourself crazy.
Yes.
When you talk to someone, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. I feel better.
Right.
And speaking of talking to other people, Mariana did a lot of that this episode. She was internalizing some stuff about how am I going to work my way around this uncircumcised, you know what? And so she asks the friends in the group chat. Alice decided to leave the group chat very early on. Can't blame her. But Mariana has never dealt with something like this before. So she's not only dealing with trying to keep this relationship private, but she's dealing with the private as well. What is she going to do?
I want to know how you get through two bouts of whoopee. Whoopee? Do the kids still call it that?
It took me
Smashing. Without knowing.
I mean, granted, if there was no foreplay involved, I could see.
Yikes.
And you have a condom on, so I mean, I guess you're just...
We're really just
on the feeling.
Yeah,
you're just more, you know, feeling it.
I guess.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't want to get too personal, but
you know,
I had sex with someone who had an uncircumcised dick. And, I mean, sorry,
penis,
and I didn't know until the end too.
Really?
I mean, it felt a little different, but I was just like, okay. And then, yeah, when it was over, I was like, oh, you know?
Okay. We're learning so much about you. I literally just met her today, and I'm like, welcome to the panel. And then now I know a lot about her.
Well, they haven't seen it, so I just figured I'd let you guys know.
Yeah.
Thank you
Granted,
for that.
Granted, I'd be Mariana. I actually would I would need to ask questions, but also, as much as I would love to ask questions for my girlfriends, just ask her, man.
Yeah.
How do I
please you?
Yeah. How do I please you?
It's
how
so
do
hard.
I educate?
It's so hard.
I don't think you can turn that into a game. Educate me. Like, turn it into something fun.
Yeah.
At the same time. Yeah. Spice it up. Just.
I think that's important no matter what. Like, with your partner, be like, how do you like it? What do you like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can I make you happy?
Yeah.
Rather than going to your girlfriends.
Because what's
it.
That going
to
do besides maybe being fun, like gossiping, like, okay, what do we do? What do I do?
Right.
But like, in the end,
do your girls know what
he wants? Or does he know what he wants, you know?
Right. And then do you really want your girls knowing what's going on down there?
It depends on your friendship.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell my best friend.
There's not a lot of boundaries at the Coterie, honestly. The Coterie is pretty boundaryless.
Okay. I know. Well, in between Mariana and Raj, there was a lot of standing up. But Callie also stands up for what she believes in.
These are good transitions.
Thank you.
I know.
I'm trying to find a good creative way.
I see you. Thank you.
She's standing up to Judge Wilson because she's kind of had enough of him, to be honest. He is very much set in his ways, and he always wants to be impartial, but he never is impartial. And so she gives the documents over to him, which puts her career on the line. Obviously, Jamie was not happy about that.
Well, he don't know that she actually did.
I know.
Do it.
Yeah, and she never told him that either.
No, and he says, like, just promise me you'll get rid of those files.
And she just smiled. Yeah. Just like,
I know.
I'm going to do what you say, sir.
But we're wondering, okay, well, what's Judge Wilson going to do with this information now?
I mean, but she had a point. There is no such thing as an impartial judge on the left or the right because it's a choice you make.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many cases where... You should actually be logical about it, but your choices is more emotional based, just plain and simple. There is no more impartial. Let's just be clear. And he's conservative, but he's also very conservative in his thoughts and his actions.
Mm-hmm.
You need to, if I lose my job, okay, but you need to be called out on it at the same time.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was very brave. And when I first saw the episode, I thought it was one of those like,
I thought it was too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that happens. It'll be like, she'll say something, and then it'll be like, it'll snap. Right. And she'll be like, oh, okay, never
just
mind.
Just that happened in her mind. Yeah. But no, it was real. And I thought, like, wow, that was very, very brave of her.
Yeah.
And important.
I was like, you go, girl. Finally. I was waiting for her to finally say something because you could see it was starting to really get under her skin. So when, you know, Callie finally said it, I was like, thank God. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like you said, you know, he's going to make a choice, but it also we have to think about his son and his running with the law.
Yeah.
So I still think that's kind of why he's on that kind of tight string with whenever it comes to decisions with the police and the police force, because he knows at any moment they might bring his son back in.
But Callie also knows that information. He knows. She knows.
He should excuse himself from the case.
He really should.
And the fact that she has not brought that up is a great testament to her, because I'm a little petty person. Let's be real quick.
You're like, oh, you want to talk about your son?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
It depends on how... I have to have enough. And I feel like she hasn't hit it yet, because if you did, you... Your information's done now, sir.
Yeah, that's the ace in the hole.
It
yeah.
really is, because... Oh, so your son got off of house arrest by the new chief of police that moved from Berkeley? Wow, that is so interesting.
Right.
I had no idea about this.
Right, right.
This is just coming to me now.
Yeah. You know, oh, just goodness. Thoughts that kept flashing.
Yeah.
You know? Well, she may use it depending on what he decides to do to her, since, you know, she presented him with that information. Mm-hmm. So hopefully she just shuts him straight, because I'm getting kind of sick of him.
I know. He needs to get shut down, if not by Callie, maybe his wife, because I love Jessica Tusk. Show up, show out.
Interesting.
Like, put your foot down.
The son might do something crazy again, honestly.
You never know. I still can't get over the fact that he was the little kid from Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
He was?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God.
He was the little boy from Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and I love those books, love those movies. And so now seeing him, like, growing up, I'm like,
oh, that's
what is
so
this?
Cute.
Yeah.
But crazy I think stuff. It's true that this is not the last time we're going to hear of Tate getting in trouble.
No.
And if I just don't think now your dad's going to be able to save you.
I don't think so either.
It's going to be a testament of, I can't save you anymore. I tried.
Daddy mm-hmm. can only do so much.
Exactly.
I can put my career up for you, and that's... And I think that actually shows how much he kind of cares about Tate, as much as he kind of beats him down a little bit verbally. Mm-hmm. He does care about his son in a very tough love...
Yeah, it's a tough love kind of
way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he cares more about his reputation.
Oof, that's Dang, rough.
I think he cares more about his
he
reputation.
He needs to listen to Reputation, the full CD by Taylor Swift. And then he can come around to, like, knowing how to handle this. That's my personal opinion.
Okay. Speaking of coming around... No, just kidding.
Evan keeps popping up.
Yeah, speaking of coming around, Evan does keep... Yeah, thank you. Evan does keep popping up.
God, I love him. TJ, I love him. TJ. So I saw him the other night, and I said, I just can't help, like, terrorizing you online. Like, I just troll him. I don't know why. There's something about him. I'm just like, I need to troll you.
I love it.
He's so great.
Funny. But Callie is also leading on Gael. It's very obvious at this point in the relationship, she's feeling a lot of stress. She doesn't know how to handle Jamie because they had a little bit of a falling out for a sec. So she throws herself at Gael. And we see a sensitive side of him. We see him go, look, as much as, you know, this would be great, don't come to me with this again until you figure it out. And mm-hmm. I'm not like some
like
drug
a drug
that you
yeah.
use.
Yeah. Which I just have so much more respect for Gael right now at that point. That was a legit mature thing to say in a very I know myself and where I'm at in my life type of way. But if it's real and you want to come back to me, I will be the first person right there waiting for yeah. you with my garden doors open.
my pool cabana door.
My,
yeah.
my greenhouse doors are open.
I will have the tub filled up for you with some roses, man. I will have it set up with some
my
candles.
Stepmom was like, doesn't he ever put curtains up? My goodness.
I know.
Everyone can see in there.
Yeah, I was actually thinking the same thing, too.
No boundaries.
None.
No. I mean, because everyone who wants to take a little midnight swim at the pool is going to get a lot more than they bargained for.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well just leave the doors open at this point.
You might as well.
It's a nice view, so.
Charge a fee.
For a small fee, you can swim.
It's a great pool. I wouldn't have curtain just, like, having the, like, moonshine off
You know it's
pool.
The Melrose Place pool? I don't know if that
yeah, I know they
really?
Told me.
Means anything to you. I don't think you were alive when it was in Melrose Place.
Okay, wait,
Melrose Place was a TV show.
Okay, I was, like, acting shocked. Like, really?
It was a Good Trouble is like if Melrose Place was made today.
Okay.
It's like a nighttime soap with gorgeous people, sex, but then politics. Like Melrose Place missed the politics part. They mm-hmm. had a gay character, and the most we ever saw him do was hug his date.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that was like that was a big
the first
deal.
Season, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was scandalous. Like all you saw was someone watching them, and everyone was like, oh, a gay kiss on TV. And I was like, no, there wasn't a gay kiss, though. You guys totally cut away from it. Anyway, that pool was the pool from Melrose Place. My sister is going nuts because she was a huge Melrose
iconic.
Place fan.
Megan, yeah. Who was on our panel last season, her mom named her after Megan from Melrose Place.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. I love that.
Why are you acting like she didn't tell you?
Did
you get short-term memory loss?
I think I did.
He wasn't born then either.
Yeah. I must have not been, because I'm sure I was here for the conversation, but I might have been in my phone at that point. But to end this review part on a more somber note, obviously the Jamal Thompson case did not go the way that we feel that it should have gone. And I was disappointed because I felt like this is something that they've made very realistic, obviously, of, and reflecting of what's going on today. It was a whole thing, the entire season one. And I just really wish that we could have ended it with what was deserved. Even though I know in the real world, that's not what we've been getting.
And I think that's what Good Trouble is trying to do, too, is like just this show reality. This is reality. Mm. And yes, we all would have liked to have seen a different verdict. But the truth is that cops are getting off every day.
Every day.
Every day.
For that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. You want to take this?
I mean, you seem very passionate. I'm going to let you go and then I'll add any 2 cents if I have any. But, like, I mean, you said it. It's literally happening every single day. I see videos on Twitter, on Instagram, on the news. It's just, like, it's almost common now. You know what I mean? It's, like, it's never going to be okay, but...
We're making... We're not. Well, we're not. The justice
police
system,
are... Yeah.
Let's be real clear. The justice system is making it okay.
Well, and also the 24-hour news cycle. Mm-hmm. Like, when you see it over and over and over and over and over again. Again, it's like a thing that normalizes it. And I think people just sort of become numb. And they're like, well, that's the way it is now. It's like, well, no, it's not the way it is now. Yeah.
It's the way it shouldn't be now.
Right.
I think also more of the point. This is something that we shouldn't have to normalize. We shouldn't have to keep having black young men getting choked out, getting shot more than once. Just the necessary. If you're actually going to, you know, shoot somebody as a police officer.
Shoot them in the leg, for crying out loud.
Right? Well, I they're trying understand. To shoot to kill.
Yeah, but that's, like, that shouldn't be the training.
Yeah, it shouldn't at all. My thing is, when you shoot someone 7 times, really? You needed seven? To shoot someone 7. One shot couldn't have killed them. No, I'm not saying I want them to be killed, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, or it's over. It's 37 times. 20 times.
So if you guys don't know, the LAPD Sheriff Department shot a young black man, a father, 37 times. And how those
in his backyard, right?
Bullets got into him, I really would love to know because... Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, is that if you're shooting to kill, then that means that you're the judge, the jury, and the executioner, and that's not the way our justice system is supposed to work. Right. They're just supposed to be the ones to catch the quote-unquote bad guys. I have this conversation with my son all the time, because he's like, police catch the bad guys. And I'm like, well, that's more nuanced, but you're six, so this is a conversation for... Like, yeah, but a longer conversation.
They even say that in Good Trouble, you know, the police deputy or, you know, the chief of police said it's much easier to let the victims die. And that's because they can't speak up for themselves. It's a one-sided, so we only have one side of the story.
Yeah.
And if that's all the jury can hear, then they don't have much to go off of.
And also, if you only have one black person in your entire jury and you ask dumb questions like, do you listen to rap music?
Oof.
Because, sir, if you're white and you don't listen to rap music... You should be on the jury as well.
Yeah.
Just point blank, you know, my opinion on that. But like I was telling Dakota, because you were asking me, like, what does not liable mean? And what I loved about this episode, as much as I would have loved justice, I just kind of just, I shouldn't expect it, but it's realistic. Mm-hmm. It's seriously how our justice system is actually just treating casualties of a police shooting.
Right.
Like, it just is. And
when they say, like, why didn't you bring in the EMTs? And he's like, oh, we had to make sure he wasn't a threat. And it's like, you shot him 7 times. How is he still, like, he's on the ground. Like, he's not a threat anymore.
I'm pretty sure he's not going to be, like, 50 Cent, you know, like, 9 times. Come on now. He's not going to get up after those 9 times. He's going to be on the ground. So you can still secure the scene.
Yeah.
But not wait 30 minutes to bring an EMT in.
Right. Also, you can secure the scene while the EMTs are getting there. Anyway. Ugh. But I think the Black Lives Matter theme is going to continue through season 2. So have no fear. Good. I think that topic is still very much in play.
Malika seems like she is not giving up.
Yeah. I do want to talk about what happens at the end with Malika, but I think we should save that for predictions just to see like what we think could possibly be going on there.
Okay.
But before we move on to the next segment, I just want to say thank you guys so much for watching. We love recapping the show for you. We obviously are all very passionate about all the topics. But do us a favor so we can continue to grow and create more content for you guys. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to give us a 5-star rating. Leave a review down below. We'd love to give you a shout out on air next week. And of course, if you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure to give us the 5-star rating there. Did I say 5-star rating
twice,
on YouTube?
Yeah. Okay. It's okay, though.
Just give us 5 stars, please.
Thumbs up.
Yes. And we have, of course, the Have You Been Good or Trouble. We have these paddles.
Yeah.
And we are going to have the cast sign them again this season, and then Shay is going to ship them out to 5 lucky winners.
Ooh. I am. So, guys, so how do you win one of these paddles? You leave a comment under, you know, in the comment section of this video, giving us 5 stars. You can just type in 5 stars and what you love so much about the show, your theories. I seriously love your comments. They are some of the best comments ever. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5 stars and also leave a review with your username. So at the end of the season, when I'm calling out your name that you won, I know who to contact. Because I can only do so much, you know. So that's how you're going to win this season, and I will repeat it every episode so you don't forget. So today's Have You Been Good or Trouble is going to be about Evan.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay. Because Evan, this episode, I love the character Evan. I think he's just awesome, but I also feel like he doesn't obviously understand social cues, and that's the only reason why he keeps going straight to Mariana, because he's so comfortable with her, and that's what I can see. However, do we think it's going to lead to him having romantic feelings for her, and will that be good or trouble for her app and her time at Speculate?
Ooh, okay. Oof. I'm going to give you guys like 5 seconds to try to choose here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Trouble.
All of us chose trouble. I mean, I'm going to say for me personally, I just think anytime you mix work with your love life or sex life, it's never going to work out.
Yeah. I think it might work for like 5 minutes.
Sure.
And then
for as long as it takes you to do what you got to do. But then afterwards, that's when the regret and all the complications start coming in. But I'm thinking this is going to affect the app greatly, because I think that in the end, Evan's going to get his feelings hurt, because obviously Mariana is with Raj. And I think that
Hot Raj.
I think the app, something's gonna happen. I don't know if the app is gonna be able to go through, and we obviously know that if she leaves the company,
she can't
the
take
app
it with
can't
her.
Come with her.
Yeah.
Trouble.
It's definitely I really do like Evan. I just feel like if he finds out, you know, about Mariana and Raj and then does get his feelings hurt, I don't think he will mean to take it out on her, but he might. But also because I think he's on the, you know, the spectrum, like we've said. So, though we don't know where he is, I can't even predict his reaction, actually, as much as I would love to. Because he's kind of very unpredictable.
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
And he's so great. Yeah. I mean, TJ is just so great. I love him.
He's so funny. He came in here last season to talk to us, and we were just like, we love you so much.
Yeah, he's fun.
Yeah, he's great.
But, oh, one more thing. Yeah. Sorry. Guys, if you won a paddle last season, unfortunately,
you can't win this time.
I love you, Jazzy. Sorry, I love you so much. But you won last time.
You won last time. So we have to leave it open for some new people. But we do have a fun top 3 segment. We're going to be doing this every couple weeks and give you like the top 3 of something that we think is exciting in mainstream media. This week, obviously, we're going to be talking about, you know, Mariana and Callie are both foster kids who became adopted kids. So we want to let you guys know the top 3 adoption/foster movies and TV shows that you guys can check out if you'd like. The first one on the list is Life Unexpected. It was something that came out in 2010, lasted for 2 seasons, and after years in foster care, teenager Lux tracks down her real parents to authorize, but she lands in their joint custody instead. I don't know what that means. I think she was trying
to... She wants her emancipation.
There we go. Yeah. Authorized. Who put this? Okay, me. and then the second one is a movie called Camp, which is about an investment advisor gets more than he bargained for when he spends a week as a counselor with troubled kids and bonds with an abused boy. So that's definitely a movie that we got to check out. I think you can check it out on Netflix. And of course, the third one, there's this amazing show that lasts for 5 seasons. It's called The Foster.
And you never heard of it.
No. You guys got to check it out. I think there are some characters named Mariana, Callie. And it's such a great show. And you guys got to check it out if you haven't. Because there are some people who've watched Good Trouble but have not watched The Foster. So while you're waiting for new episodes of Good Trouble to come out.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, it's me, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
We've never had this conversation. I've watched the episodes Bradley directed. Because I know Riley. That's about it. I loved it. Just into it.
I'm obsessed with it. Watch the episodes. Love them all. It's a great show.
It Takes Two. I wish you would have added that.
It Takes Two?
The movie.
Okay, is that another one?
Mm-hmm, it's an adoption one.
Really? Aww. That's awesome.
Well, she's playing, like, they're playing twins, obviously. Okay. Well, except, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is it, like, with a poster where they're like this? Like, oh, back to back with each other?
Yeah, with Christina Alley and the other guy that I don't remember his name.
Oh,
it's like, she's like a last
name. Oh, no, like, no idea.
But have you gotten to check out some of the episodes of The Fosters?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. I mean, especially, like, I loved it, full stop. But, like, also, again, just what those creators were doing, and especially at that time, like, those stories weren't really being told, you know? Mm-hmm. I love that they're pushing the boundaries and just showing the stories that are important.
Yeah. They've been doing it for years, which is crazy because I feel like it was one of the first shows that really spearheaded whenever they were going to be transferring over to Freeform mm-hmm. instead of ABC Family. They were pushing the envelope when it was ABC Family, and that was so amazing and so great. So this is something that they've been doing the good work for a long time. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to check out the show, definitely do. 5 amazing seasons.
It's on Netflix, I think.
It's on Netflix. Yeah.
So many episodes. It's crazy.
Shout out to J-Lo for also being a producer on it. And mm-hmm. can we just talk about her abs real quick? That is not fair.
Her abs?
Have you not seen her pictures?
I haven't.
Okay.
Okay, you haven't seen her.
I'm like, we all know. It's J-Lo.
Well, yeah. Okay, her so entire she's, body. She's on a new stripper mm-hmm. movie with Cardi B, Lily Reinhart, Keke Palmer, and she's in this pink bikini, and her abs are just like what you wish you could be. Like, just they're amazing. And she does not look her age.
I never thought I'd be jealous of a woman's abs.
I just, who doesn't want to be J-Lo once in a while? Just for a day.
That would be...
That'd be awesome.
I got lost.
You're like, what I would do if I were J-Lo. I know. It's a thought I think about every day.
Yeah.
So, Lauren, you're going to lead us in an amazing news segment. So let us know what's popping in the news.
Yes. So.
AfterBuzz TV.
I jumped ahead of the gun. Okay. Sierra Ramirez actually talked about kind of the workplace love triangle. And she doesn't give any spoilers, but she does say that things might get tricky since she's sleeping with Raj, but she's now like the women fight club leader and how things can, you know, make it kind of difficult. She might have to make a choice. And then also things with Evan might get a little awkward later on, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then next, I have photos of these. I don't know if they got them, but Mia Mitchell is actually in a short film called Strobe. And if you guys follow her on Instagram, her link is in the bio. And then...
Yeah, Maya Mitchell.
Oh, sorry. Maya Mitchell. Utopia is going to be a new Amazon series, and actually Dustin Ingram will be on that. So you guys can check that out soon.
Dustin Ingram, who plays Alex, just in case you guys know, he's going to be on Utopia and Watchmen on HBO with Regina King. Can we just talk about it? Mm-hmm.
I was jealous because Maya's in a new movie with KJ Apa.
KJ Apa on Netflix the last summer.
I'm like, that's sick.
Oh. And yeah, that's been out. That was all.
Yeah. But I'm still not over it. I'm like, I want to be friends with KJ.
That was months ago.
I love it because you have an Australian and you have a New Zealand, you know, like two American accents.
Yeah, when they both were doing interviews and press for that, just hearing them talk together, I was like, I could listen to this all day. I love their accents.
It was
so great.
A cute little show.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
The movie?
Last summer,
yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of about, like, when you graduate from high school, do you stay together or break up? Like, will your relationship actually work if you guys go to different colleges?
Spoiler alert.
No.
It doesn't.
It won't.
You just mean, like, relationship, not, like, friendships, right?
No, yeah. No, they're boyfriend-girlfriends. Like, there's a couple who tried to stay together, didn't work. There's a couple that split up. And then they're like, maybe we should have stayed together till the end of the summer.
Interesting.
You know, just that kind of thing.
Well, I'm not in high school or college, and mine didn't work out, so here we are. But lastly, let's get into some predictions before we wrap.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'm not bitter at all.
Okay. He's totally okay.
You're so young. You'll be fine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you have hope for me.
I, on the other hand, it's all over for me. But no, you have a bright future of love ahead of you.
I don't believe you.
That's fine. I had my fun.
No, you should still have fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're still young. Mm. You're not 70 yet. And even 70-year-olds still find love.
I had a gold girls. Come on, they were getting it.
Yes. That's true.
I have a 7-year-old friend, and yeah.
You have a 7-year-old friend?
She's doing just fine. She's doing just fine. She has a man.
That's a story for another time. Yeah, just
clearly.
Okay, so predictions was, I think, where we were.
Yes.
Okay, so what do we predict happened with Malika? She obviously takes Callie's badge.
Ugh.
I'm struggling to find a prediction for this. I really don't know if she's going to just barge in
and destroy the office, right?
I mean, homegirl sitting at reception, I don't know how much damage she's going to really do, but
I kind of feel like you. The case is over. The trial is over. So what is she going to do? Steal some files? No.
Maybe she's going to tell Judge Wilson what she thinks about him.
Maybe knock some stuff over. I don't know. I'm really trying to figure out what could she possibly do besides confront the judge or destroy the place. Yeah, I'm just like, I just feel like she was definitely wrong for putting Callie in that position.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was so wrong.
But she was so emotional.
She was, but Callie literally... Callie could got in trouble for even doing that. She put down her badge and she just wanted to be a friend. And then she like, oh, well, I'm taking your badge.
I know, because she even was like, she put the badge down so she could comfort Malika and be like, I know that I was on the other team, but I'm here for you and I love you. And then Malika's like, thanks for the badge.
Yeah.
I think she's just so distraught.
Yeah.
I think they're all distraught. Yeah. And I mean, people do desperate things and a little crazy things when they're that highly emotional, especially when you know you're in the right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I can't fathom what's about to happen. Hopefully not. She won't be arrested too long because I know Isaac is coming back and that's one tall, sexy person I'm here for.
Yes.
just yes.
Shronis is another one that I like to just troll. all the time. He drove onto set in his Mercedes SUV and I was like... This car is embarrassing. Like, if you, like, I'm just, career advice, like, if you want, like, drive on set with something a little nicer than this is.
Hey, it's like two steps up from a Honda, so maybe even three steps up, so you go with your Mercedes.
I have a 6-year-old Honda Toyota Prius, so I'm really not one to talk.
I love my Honda. Yeah. It'd be giving me great on gas, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Good old stay.
Thank you again so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Us.
Thanks for having
us. Yes, we had a blast with you. We love Joey, and we cannot wait to see what happens because it's going to be crazy.
Too.
Yes. And so everyone can find you at Daisy Egan.
Yep. Just make sure you spell it E-A-G-A-N.
Yes. And then Facebook, you might. Yeah. Find her. We don't know.
Not really.
We don't know. We're not
I don't
sure.
even know what it looks like. My page looks like anymore. Right.
We'll help you recreate it.
Thank you.
And Lauren, where can everyone find you?
Everyone can find me at Lauren the Truth.
All right.
Hey guys, you can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. You can also check my YouTube channel out, Unapologetically Shay.
All right, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
We might have a guest. Ooh. You never know.
Oh,
okay.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.